one of the categories of mukseh is mukseh mahmat klishim menachton isur, a vessel that's primary function is forbidden on Shabbat. And now the question is, what is the permissibility of moving this Kedish Merato Le'isur on Shabbat? The Achamim said it is permissible Le'tzorech Gufo, meaning you need to use it for a permissible function, or Le'tzorech Mekomo, you need the place, you need the Makom. Just a few examples of Kedish Merato Le'isur. One would be a sewing needle. A sewing needle primarily is used for sewing. However, if one wanted to use the sewing needle in order to take out a splinter, so that would be the tzorech gufo, and that would be permissible. Knitting needles as well are classified as klishim menachto li'isud. The poskim talk about rulers. A ruler, you're not allowed to measure on Shabbat. Measuring on Shabbat is asur, so a ruler would be considered klishim menachto li'isud. For that matter, a scale. Not a digital scale for sure you can't use on Shabbat, but even a regular scale that weighs people would be considered klishim menachto li'isud, being that it's forbidden to take one's weight even from a regular scale on Shabbat. Food scales as well would be considered klishim menachto li'isud, unless you needed to measure the food for a mitzvah purpose, like you're measuring the matzah on Pesach, or you're measuring the arba kosot for Pesach, or the shiur of the maror. That would be permissible, but otherwise these vessels are considered klishim menachto li'isur. Fireplace accessories would be considered klishim menachto li'isur. Calculators, radios, and flashlights would be considered klishim menachto li'isur. Therefore, if a person has his clock radio and he can't see the time, they want to turn the clock radio so he can see the time, that would be considered sotah gufo and would be permissible, even if it's plugged in, as long as he's careful not to pull it so much that he pulls out the plug. Or for that matter, the clock radio is on the dresser and he needs to put something in its place. He'd be able to move it carefully away in order to use the makom. When it comes to car doors, a car is considered a klishim menachto li'isur. Primary function clearly is to drive. However, let's say somebody forgot something in the car on Shabbat. Let's say forgot food, lechbot Shabbat, they forgot it in the trunk. Or they forgot it in the car, and we're assuming over there, let's say you can open the door without turning on lights and things like that. It's a rare case today, being all our cars today are electrical, but we're talking in the hypothetical where, let's say, you can open up the car door with a key and nothing really gets activated, no switches, no lights, no alarms, and you take out the food. So the attempt to open up the door would be litzorech mekomo. The door is blocking my access to the food that I need, so I can move a klishim menachto li'isur l'tzorech mekomo. However, the chiddush over here is that opening the car door is permitted. However, closing the door in this case is not permitted, because what's your attempt to close the door? It's not l'tzorech gufo. It's not l'tzorech mekomo. You just don't want maybe the car to get spoiled or ruined. You know, let's say it's raining, or you want people to steal the car. That's mechama l'tzel. So therefore, that you don't have a attempt to close the door in such a case. Of course, there would be ways to get around it. You can tell the goy to close the door. You could probably also close the door with your body and not your hand. And that would be permissible. We're talking about actually closing the door directly. Regarding other types of mukseh, clothes that are in a dryer. Clothes that were dried before Shabbat, and you just left them in the dryer. And now you want to go downstairs and get out to get a shirt. Opening the dryer, assuming that it doesn't turn on any lights and anything, it would be permissible to open the dryer and take out these clothes, which would be permissible. Again, the dryer itself, the door would be considered a klishim menachto li'isur, so you could open it because you need tzorech mekomo to get to the clothes, but you have the same problem of closing the door of the dryer, unless you do it with your body. Fans and electric blankets. Electric blanket is considered a klishim menachto li'isur. You can use it as long as it's plugged in from before Shabbat. Certainly you cannot change the dial. And it would be permissible. An electric fan, we came out, it is permissible as long as it's on, to move it if you want the breeze to go on you or to move it away, if you want the breeze to go away from you, that would be considered sorek gufo. Some will say moving the fan away would be considered sorek mekomo. I want to vacate the area from the breeze. That's also considered sorek mekomo and would be permissible. Percolators, crock pots, coffee urns, and all these things over here are considered klishe melachto li'isud. So if one wanted to move the percolator, let's say that's empty, it doesn't have any coffee in it, one would have to only be able to move it to sort of gufo or sort of mekumo. One would be able to take the percolator, let's say, off the counter if he needed that space. If there's food in it or coffee in it, then it's considered 100% permissible. There's no problem. Electric extension cords and adapters would be considered klishim elektor the isud. Timers with hourglass and things like that. Since we're not allowed to use timers like this on Shabbat, they would have a din of klishim elektor the isud. Ordinary scissors is considered klishim elektor the isud. Therefore, I would be able to move it if it's in the way, or I'd be able to use it, let's say, to cut the string on the roast. On Shabbat, I can take a regular scissors and cut it. That would be considered sort of gufo. Clearly, a nail clipper would be considered klishim elachto le'isud. Regarding fly swatters, since you can't kill flies on Shabbat, it would be considered klishim elachto le'isud. A pen, unless it's like an artist pen or a quill or a drafting pen, regular pens would be considered klishim elachto le'isud. Hole punchers, staplers, paper clips, all these items, a hole puncher and a stapler with klishim elachto le'isud. Paper clips are not mukseh at all. Paper clip is mutar to use on Shabbat. Nothing wrong with a paper clip to collate some papers together. Umbrellas would be considered klishim elachto le'isud. A brush, combing hair, since you can't comb hair on Shabbat with a regular brush, that would be considered a klishim elachto le'isud. Gardening tools like shovels, rakes, garden hoses, lawn sprinklers would be considered klishim elachto le'isud. Last but not least, we discuss over here wallets. Big machlok means faradim and ashkenazim. A wallet, well, it has money in it. Clearly it's mukseh on Shabbat. It's a basis, went into Shabbat, problematic. Could not move the wallet at all in that case with his money in it. The question is, if let's say you took the money out of the wallet before Shabbat, it's an empty wallet. Ashkenazim and Mahmir, since it's designated for money, it remains Asur Sferadim. However, Maran in Halakha Shin Yud, Halakha Zayin, says that as long as it's empty, it'll be permissible. So that is an important rule over there. That a mukseh that only stores, or a container that only stores mukseh, but in itself is not mukseh, only because it stores something, even though it's designated for that, if there's nothing in it going into Shabbat, or something permissible for that matter, it's in it before Shabbat, it remains permissible. Therefore, an empty wallet, a lot of times people have these tzedakah pouches in their kuracha, and they're empty. You know, he ran out of tzedakah, the pouch is empty. According to Shulchan Aruch, that pouch is not mukseh. Empty wallet, empty purse, or for that matter, an instrument case, that there's no instrument in it before Shabbat. You have to get the instrument from before Shabbat. So that case would not be mukseh according to Maran. Ashkenazim, of course, have a different halakha. It would be forbidden. Regarding a toothbrush, how would we classify a toothbrush? Well, a toothbrush technically primarily is used with toothpaste. A lot of poskim hold you can't use toothpaste on Shabbat. Well, if you hold that toothpaste can't be used on Shabbat, you will refer to the toothbrush as a klishim elachto le'isud, and therefore will have the restrictions of the sorek gufo and sorek mekomo. Has a famous teshuvah that allows toothpaste on Shabbat. Whether you're going to take his heter to be lenient to use toothpaste or not, you know, that's up to the student to decide. But since there is heterim to use toothpaste, so therefore it would turn the toothbrush into a klishim elachto leheter, and therefore you wouldn't have any restrictions like a klishim elachto leisur. It would be a little more lenient to move it around on Shabbat.